Hey everyone, Jim Russell here from Choked Out Radio. Very easy for you to start your own podcast. All you need is your cell phone and the Anchor app, which you could download wherever you get your at your app store. Anyway, I wanted to discuss the G1. Wow. G1 has some of the best wrestling of the year. But before I get into the G1, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Jack Sabbath, who runs the Wrestling Universe and runs ICW, Danny DeMonto, who was there yesterday as well, and Omar and Tony, all those guys that I, and Isaac and everyone at ICW, and even Mikey CM Punk kid, Mikey McNichols. Great seeing everyone. It was my first independent show since WrestleMania weekend, and it was a great. Nick Cage and Dan Moff was amazing. Mark, the superstar against Danny DeMonto, was amazing. My favorite match of the night was 187, Homicide against Chris Dickinson. Best wrestling, great psychology between both men. Of course, you had also Rich Swann, what a fatal four-way matchup. That was great. Overall, just great matches. Solid card, top to bottom. And of course, there was a big debacle from going from wherever they were in Queens, and they had at the last second move it to Ridgefield Park, which kind of actually worked out because they usually have their pro wrestling magic shows, and it's a nice Knights of Columbus. It is what it is, but it was close to home. It was about 30 minutes from me, and I was at a barbecue, and I said, you know what, let me attend. So, you know, got to see some old friends, made some new ones. There was these two girls, one who was a diehard wrestling fan, the other one was like a casual. They were there as well, so you never know what kind of people are attracted to wrestling, and they were actually pretty attractive. So you guys know who you are in regards to that. So big shout out to ICW, and I believe GCW has a show September 14th, and I'm not even getting paid for sponsorship. I'm just knowing as a fan, knowing that their next show is September 14th from the Showboat in Atlantic City. It's an excuse to go to Atlantic City, which most likely I may be there. In addition to that, so with that being said, wanted to just give a quick shout out to everyone that was involved in making it happen last night at ICW. Big kudos to Kayla Braxton, sweet, sweet girl. And also Marty Skrull, awesome gentleman. Which Swan, which, you know, he's amazing, amazing human being, and he goes, great personality. And I guess for him, it was about having freedom, similar to Kenta, who's having an amazing run in New Japan, and just so many restrictions, the machine versus some of the other federations. So you have that going on. And I also met Riley Madison, who manages Sanchez in ICW. Sweet girl, up and coming valet. She's real pretty. I think if that's the route she wants to go, I think she has a lot of, you know, there's a spot for her somewhere. If she wants to wrestle, there's a spot for her as well. She has the look. Just got to obviously put in the time and put in the work. But awesome show. I got to meet some new wrestling fans, promoted my show, Choked Out Radio, informally. And most important of all, got to see some great action. So that was last night with ICW. And hey, follow them. I believe their Twitter handle is ICW New York, at ICW New York on Twitter. And I believe it's the same handle on Instagram. So that was last night with ICW. So my next independent wrestling show is going to be Friday, August 9th, SummerSlam weekend. I will not be going to Toronto. I'm going to Florida that weekend. But before the weekend starts, I am going to go to House of Glory, where the Young Bucks will be at the Amazura, aka NYC Arena, in Jamaica, Queens. So they were promoting that show last night as well. Should be good. I believe it'll be the Young Bucks' final appearance before October 2nd, going full time on TNT for AEW and their TV tapings. And I like the layout. I like what they're doing in the sense that they're gonna leave the blood and the blow-off matches or blow-off angles for the pay-per-view. And that's how it should be. TV should lead up, should leave you enough thirst, or just quench the thirst, or quench the appetite so that you want to see the pay-per-views, or see, in this case, whatever internet streaming service, whatever it is, you see the pay-per-views, and that's the selling point. So the purpose of the show is to kind of get you engaged to purchase the pay-per-view or watch the pay-per-view at the end of the month or in 4 weeks or whatever timeline it is. So looking forward to that with AEW, and I know a lot of these guys have been doing a lot of media tours or promoting via the media, over their rounds through the media, whether it's Cody Rhodes, Brandi Rhodes, Kenny Omega, Tony Khan. So it should be good. I'm excited for the future. Clearly, financially, puts him in a position as equal, probably if not surpassed, to an extent, from a financial standpoint, versus World Wrestling Entertainment. So they're up there automatically because of their financial backing. Who owns them? The Khan family. They're automatically the number two fed in the country, for sure. I don't know about the world, but for sure in the country. So now they're in the mix with New Japan. They're in the mix with Ring of Honor, with Impact Wrestling, MLW. So it's interesting to see how out of nowhere AEW is the new internet darling, in the sense that AEW can't do no wrong, where back in the day Ring of Honor was the internet darling, where it was cool to go to Ring of Honor shows. Now it's not as cool to go to Ring of Honor shows, and Ring of Honor has really struggled since the departure of the Elite and those guys starting their own Fed. So the jury's out, and we'll see what happens down the line with Ring of Honor. So now, G1, I watched a lot of the previous day, Saturday's day, technically, and their matches. Great matches. Like the main event between Kenta and Okada, probably Kenta's best match I've seen since he was in NXT as Hideo Itami, and Okada delivers night in and night out. And I love the psychology. You do rest holds here and there, test the strength and this and there, and as the pace picks up, you pick up body part, and then that tells the story, and then you, in the reigning climax, is usually the rainmaker or some sort of finisher. So that was amazing matchup. I can't tell you, like, that was, without a shadow out of a doubt, Kenta's best match in a long time. And Okada's the man. Osprey and Bad Luck Fale fought Saturday as well, Osprey with the win. But right now, and then today, or this morning, Moxley beat Naito. So Moxley has 10 points. We're about a little bit more than a halfway point, a little bit. So you have Moxley with 10 points, and they have Okada with 10 points. So what's going to happen? So I'm shocked, because I thought Moxley was going to make noise, but I didn't think they were going to push him, the Gaijin, the ex-WWE champion, the current wrestler for All Elite Wrestling, giving him 10 points for the time being. Of course, you also had Ishii against Moxley. To me, that's one of the best matches of the entire tournament. Ishii and Juice recently, I believe it was today. What a matchup. I'll tell you what, you know, I haven't been watching New Japan. I've been watching it on and off, but I would say I've been watching it consistently over the past, I'd say since the Elite era, the past 3-4 years. And I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for the one of the best wrestling on the planet from a wrestling standpoint, You can't go wrong with New Japan. You can't go wrong with Tanahashi, Okada, Evil, Sonata, Ishii. I just mentioned him, and of course Juice Robinson, Kenta, Ibushi. The talent. Those are the real best wrestlers in the world, or one of the best wrestlers in the world. Night in, night out, they give it their all. So, Wrestle Kingdom being 2 days next year, the main event, what's it going to be? Can you, easy storyline would be, let's say, hypothetically, you have Moxley or Ambrose go undefeated, win the the G1. He beats Okada in the finals, and then I'll see you in January. So the whole thing would be a 6-month buildup of the rematch between Moxley and Okada, this time with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship on the line. That's the easiest thing they could do, but and that's the predictable thing that they can do. But I really do see, we'll see. We'll see what happens in a few days. Jay White, I believe, has won a couple in a row now. You have some guys on some streaks, so you never know who could win the, you know, the respective blocks, so to speak. I don't see Okada winning because, okay, if Okada wins, then what happens? All right, then they're gonna have to do another tournament or a battle royal or something to determine the number one contender, or what? He doesn't wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom. You can't have your world champion not wrestle in the biggest event of the entire year in the biggest venue in the country of Japan. So most definitely that's not gonna happen. So the easy storyline would be have Ambrose win out, beat Okada, and then the build would be 6 months until Wrestle Kingdom or however amount of months, and can he beat him now for the championship? Yeah. So what I'm trying to pull up for you is the current standings, but I believe because of this, it was so early this morning, there's no where that I could find the actual standings. So that's the easy thing. You have Jay White, which I always, my prediction is still, I'm still going to stick to it unless they push this guy Moxie to the moon. But I do think that Jay White has a shot, and what's going to happen is, you know, they've already wrestled twice at Wrestle Kingdom, and then they wrestled, or a few times, but I believe it was at Wrestle Kingdom, and they wrestled, or during a tournament, or Wrestle Kingdom, and then they fought here at Madison Square Garden a few months ago. The return bout, I guess the trilogy build-up, the build-up fight would be great if he wrestles him at Wrestle Kingdom. That's a logical thing to do, another thing, but we'll see. We'll see where New Japan goes. I trust them in their storylines. They're very long term in their storylines. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jay White fights Okada in a return bout for the main event at Wrestle Kingdom. I'd fly to see that. I probably would fly regardless, but I'd fly to see that. So that's what's happening. That's what's happening with the G1. Excellent action. Naito, I don't know what's gonna be his role. Ibushi, I don't know what's gonna be his role. So I'm looking right now at the standings. I'm trying to find it for you guys. So yeah, it's great wrestling. It's amazing wrestling. The G1, 29. So you have Moxley at 10, Okada at 10. So what I'm trying to find you guys is the G1 standings. Hold on. G1 29 standings. Let's see if I can find it. This is as of seven hours ago. Okay, so I'm on CBS Sports website, and I'm hopefully now this will be as of a couple of hours ago, the latest standings right here. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so you have coming up on Tuesday the 30th, you do have Okada Archer, great match in the A block. Tanahashi Evil, Ibushi Balak Fale, Ospreay's Zack Sabre Jr., and Kenta Sanada. In the B block on August 1st, you have Juice Naito, Ishii Goto, Yano Moxley, Cobb Shingo, Tai Chi, Jay White. Wow. On the next Saturday, August 3rd, you have Okada Sanada. Wow. Tanahashi Ibushi, Ospreay Evil, Kenta Fale, and Zack Sabre against Lance Archer. Next Sunday, the 4th, you have Juice Tai Chi, Ishii Yano, Goto Cobb. This is a matchup I'm dying to see. This is a dream matchup of mine for some time since this G1, and it's finally going to happen. John Moxley, Jay White. And then the main event is Shingo against Naito. That's I want to watch. I want to watch everything, but that's in particular what I'm looking forward to. Then Wednesday, August 7th, is going to be Okada Evil, Tanahashi Fale, Ibushi Sabre, Ospreay Kenta, Sanada versus Archer. And then The eighth is Juice Jay White. It's a good matchup. Ishii Shingo, great matchup. Yano Taichi, Goto Moxley. That's going to be a good matchup. Cobb against Naito. And then the 10th, you have Okada Ibushi, Tanahashi versus Ospreay, Kenta Sabre Jr., Evil Archer, Sanada, main event against Bad Luck Fale. Okay. And then the main event, the next weekend, it's all the same weekend, I guess. Interesting. So you have, on Sunday, you have Juice Moxley, Ishii, Taichi, Yano, Cobb, Goto, Shingo, Naito, White, and the finals is that Monday. So, hold on a second. Is there like a grid? Oh, no. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there is a grid. Okay. So, the current standings for the A block and B block. So, you have Okada at 10, Moxley at 10. Right? There's still a couple of matchups left. So, you have Juice Robinson at 6, Ishii at 6. I'm talking B block. Yano 4. Shingo 4, Naito 4, Taichi 4, Jay White. So everyone has 4, right? So Moxley, I mean, he could lose, let's say, how many matches he has left, Moxley? 1, 2. So theoretically, I mean, well, it'll depend on how they play it out. If it's like in real life, as far as, let's say Jay White wins his next 3 matches, right? So that's 6, 8, 10. But if he beats John Moxley head to head, I assume that head to head supersedes or is the tiebreaker head to head. So Jay White still has a shot. A lot of these guys still have a shot. So the way it's booked, it looks very good. The way it's booked, Okada theoretically, yeah, could lose. Let's see. If Kenta wins his next few bouts and Okada finishes a little bit under, yeah, Kenta could theoretically still win the A block. So a lot is not, nothing is in stone yet. It's very interesting how, although it's predetermined wrestling, I love the standings when it comes to A block versus B block. Evil's still up there. Ibushi still has a shot. Tanahashi has a shot. I mean, everyone has a shot. The only ones that for sure don't have a shot as of right now to win this tournament is Zack Sabre Jr. with 2, Sanada 2, Bad Luck Fale 2. Everyone else, I think, has a shot to an extent. It all depends on if you lost to Okada and to Moxley. I believe head-to-head it would be, right? In sports, theoretically, would be the tiebreaker. So you have that. So it's very interesting. So that's what's happening with the G1, and those are your current standings at the moment. I'm probably going to tweet this out right now. So, if you have any questions, there you go. That is the G1 for the time being. I'll close talking about the main Raw and SmackDown. This week was okay. Tomorrow, we'll see what happens. Between on Raw, post Raw reunion, there wasn't much progress as far as the main storyline. But SmackDown had interesting developments as far as Charlotte losing in under a minute or so, seeing how she's the best. Trish will be there on Tuesday. The rumors have it that Charlotte's going to fight Trish Stratus at SummerSlam, being that it's in Toronto, it's in her hometown. It's a great matchup to do. Trish could still go, being, you know, remember, if you remember Evolution from last year, could still go. So you have that. Should be interesting there. That'll be good. That'll be good for Charlotte. In addition to that, you have the coffee storyline against Randy Orton. I like how they bring a lot of the realism as far as holding him back from their feud in 2008. That should be good. Kevin Owens is re-feuding with Shane. I know it's terrible. I don't want to see that feud, but it's something refreshing. Kevin Owens is a face. He's like the modern day Austin per se. So that should be good. That should be good there. And then for the IC, Balor's in the mix with Nakamura. But for whatever reason, Finn Balor had a nasty flu yesterday during Smackville. I didn't see it, so I'm going to watch it later. But I did hear that Coffee retained against Joe and Ziggler. making him look good and keeping that momentum until SummerSlam. He needs, you know, so that's what Kofi Kingston needs right now, is to maintain that momentum heading until SummerSlam when he squares off against Orton, which they could take the title away from him, but he's having such a good run. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he drops it Survivor Series time. Can he have it an entire year with it? I don't know, but Kofi's had a good run. You know, Rollins didn't have a good run. I mean, for whatever reason, the way he was booked, and he was made look weak with Becky Lynch, and that was good that Brock Lesnar won the championship. So now you have the return bout from WrestleMania between Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar. I'm not sure why there's not any mention on that on Raw, but we'll see, which does not make sense. So you have that going on. And then the United States, you have AJ Styles, who is involved with the club. And I love that storyline with that. And then the tag team situation, you have the New Day on one show. And then you have on the other show, I don't even remember. The Revival, I believe, are the tag champs. So it's okay. I mean, they're trying. And the women's tag, Bayley and Sasha were good champs, but they have so many good women on the roster. I'm not sure why they've dropped the ball with the Iconics. And it's not even the Iconics' fault necessarily. Just they're not really booking them. So I hope the Kabuki Warriors take the titles away from them and they become fighting champions on both shows, Raw and SmackDown. But should be good. SummerSlam is not this weekend, but next weekend. So, wow, it's already almost here. So hopefully the hottest event of the summer is here, and hopefully we could really look forward to some of the matches at SummerSlam. I believe by this week we'll know, give or take, any other additional matches that are going to be in the card for SummerSlam. So you have Ember and Bayley on one side, and on the other side, I can't even tell you. Becky and Natty. All right, should be okay. Should be okay. But we'll see what happens at SummerSlam. For whatever reason, it seems like they rushed SummerSlam. I know they've had some stuff in place, but I don't know. A couple of years ago, you would know a couple of months in advance, approximately, what would be the matches for SummerSlam, or what are some of the big matches for SummerSlam. But it seems like we're going to go with Kofi Orton and then Brock against Rollins again. It's okay. It's not like I'm rushing to the Air Canada Center to watch it, but it should be interesting. We'll see what happens there. I expect Lesnar to hold it at least for a couple of months. And with Heyman writing now, I do expect Strowman to take the title from Lesnar. So we have that. You have Roman Reigns in the middle of a feud with, I don't know, Samoa Joe or I don't know, McIntyre. I have no idea. So that's another guy that's in limbo. But he's good. He's coming back slowly from his remission from cancer. And he's doing his thing. So you have that. Plus, he's doing the promotion for Hobbs and Shaw, that he's in the movie that comes out this Friday. So you have that going on. So yeah, I love it. So my next independent show, August 9th for House of Glory. My next pay-per-view show, I don't know. I will not be able to attend Raw or SmackDown next month, but I'm going to try to attend New Japan when they come in town for the Fighting Spirit Unleashed Tour, whatever it's called. So I know night one, the 27th, is in Boston. Night two is in the Manhattan Center. And then night three is in Philly. So I might go to Boston or Philly. I can't attend the New York show, but I will try to attend the other two shows. So should be it right there, ladies and gentlemen. So we're almost at the 25-minute mark. Wanted to just give you a heads up. I'm back, baby. And you're going to see some new formatting changes to Choked Out Radio. Maybe a logo. Maybe some merch. And then we're going to do more nostalgia. And we're going to be doing a lot of cool things. But just tell your friends, I'm here. I haven't gone away. If anything, I'm just getting started. Almost five years later. All right, this is Jim Russell. So we discussed the G1 standings loosely. with Okada and Moxley with 10 points each in their respective blocks. We also went over ICW briefly as far as my experience. Thank you to for everyone for a great experience. And we got into Raw and SmackDown. I know it kind of it's going to be a new mood point being that Raw is tomorrow and SmackDown Tuesday, but at least we discussed it. All right, it's been a pleasure. Tell your friends, okay? Jim Russell, Choked Out Radio. Bye. Take care.